I'm not interested in, like, making an ironic, you know, version of something. I just, like, this is definitely, you know, who I really am, you know, singing these kind of songs.
Eli Paperboy Reed has an unabashed love for vintage soul and country music. And although he was born a couple of decades after their heyday, he still grew up listening to the likes of Wilson Pickett and Conway Twitty, whose songs had a major impact on him and continue to influence his sound today. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. Our first exposure to Eli Paperboy Reed was back in 2007 at South by Southwest. Back then, he was a new and unsigned artist, but after seeing him perform, we were instant fans. Soon as I got a 7-inch single, it went into rotation here at FUV, and we've been following his career ever since. Now, on his third album, his major label debut, titled Come and Get It, Eli continues to create music that pays tribute to classic soul and blues, but without sounding like a dusty imitation. He brings a fresh new take to the sounds and doesn't try to hide the fact that he's a young white guy from Boston who just so happens to love this music. Eli Paperboy Reed talked with FUV's Eleanor Kagan about his style.
Anyone who hears this album, you know, instantly sees and hears a huge appreciation for Motown, soul, gospel, R&B, that whole tradition, but reimagined, you know, for the new generation, you could say. But I'm wondering, Eli, what do you love about soul music?
Well, I mean, for me, soul music is just like, it's so many things. It's so evocative. It's, you know, great writing and really powerful singing and great arranging and production and all this stuff that makes, you know, pop music so powerful and things like that. But I think, you know, the thing that drew me to it first was just the kind of unbridled emotionalism that, you know, when I started listening to soul music when I was like a 15, 16-year-old kid, was really affecting to me, you know, to hear these heartbreak songs and be, you know, kind of like an emotional teenage kid. It was like, that was what I wanted to hear at the time, you know.
A long time ago, when we were in school, used to laugh at me, call me a fool. How I dreamed of the day that you would change your tune. I never thought that day would come so soon. You went from name calling to calling my name. You went from schoolyard teasing to all night pleasing. Used to be so much trouble, now your love is double. Things will never be the same since you went from name calling to calling my name. Alright. It all started that day after summer vacation. I knew I had changed your heart's education. Oh, don't know what I did to change your mind. Must have been something within you.
How did you end up, you know, listening to this music in the first place? Was it your parents?
Yeah, it was my dad had these kind of, I mean, growing up, always had, you know, whatever, the Soulsters or, you know, Conway Twitty or you know, Ray or Wilson Pickett around the house. And, you know, he played guitar and would sing, you know, country songs and things like that all the time when I was growing up. So it was always from pretty much day one, it was you know, there in my upbringing.
And your dad has a pretty impressive record collection, I imagine.
I've since co-opted most of it, but he did at one point.
Time will tell who is right. Time will tell who is wrong. Time will tell who is weak. Time will tell who is strong. It will tell everyone of a love so true. Time will tell the whole world that I love you. It was written long ago that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but time will come to show that my love will never wander. My heart will never.
Live music from Eli Paperboy Reed and the song Time Will Tell from his new album, Come and Get It. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Alley.